This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's time for us to take the weekly chance. We stick our toe in the water of talk radio. The news talk radio surveys from Talkers Magazine become the subject of our hour of conversation here. DJ Veer's Jennifer and Victoria are usually here. Jennifer is off this week, so Victoria Keelan is joined by John Harper from WMEL along the Space Coast. John and I have known each other for a long, long time, been carrying my various programs for decades, and he loves doing these programs with us, and we love having him here. So, John, welcome in to our overview. I'm Doug Steffen with the top 10 stories from Talkers Magazine. They're printed every week. Is it old? Victoria and John say printed, because they really aren't printed. They're not on a piece of paper, although you can print out the list from talkers.com. Does it sound old if I say printed, though?
Yeah, I would say probably published.
Published. All right. So let's get at it. Number 10, the focus on relationships and how they're changing. We've talked frequently on the DJV program about how the lawyers are salivating over how many divorce cases there are. John Harper down in Florida, what about your people tease Floridians about it being the number one state in the country where residents go to die? So one thinks of a more mature audience, although I think that's not really true or fair because Florida is as diverse as any other state in the union. But what about relationship strains there? What can you report?
Well, I think you're right, Doug, in saying that the state of Florida is as diverse as any other state in the nation as far as that goes. We don't think of it here as being on the doorstep of where you go to die.
Eternity.
Not at all.
Welcome to Florida, the doorstep to eternity. It's not that, that fair.
No. Yeah, and you've been here in Florida before, and you know what it's like here, and it's like any other state. So in many respects, that is not really an issue that I think Floridians today are really concerned about. So in a way, I kind of have to take a pass on that. There's not much discussion here in Florida about that at all.
Okay. All right. Number 9, the focus on Facebook and all the issues they are having with their advertisers as to hate speech and all that other stuff. Where do you think you're usually the go-to person when I'm on the DJV program? If I have questions about technology, I go straight to Victoria. So Zuckerberg et al. Up to their usual foolishness, yes?
Well, he's trying as best he can to meet with these large social media companies and other advertisers who have pulled out. It's billions of dollars that he's lost in advertising. So he's been trying to meet with them. I don't think he's had much success because the real crux of this is Facebook and Mark Zuckerberg specifically has tried to, as my dad would say, ride two horses with one ass.
Right.
And so he has tried.
Wait a minute. Hold on to that for a second. I got to write that down. I've never heard that expression before. Ride two horses. This is fabulous. With one
ass. My dad did not make it up. It's been around. It's an old saying.
Really? Have you ever heard that, John? John, have you ever heard that saying before?
I have never heard that before either.
Wow, really?
There you go. All right.
Well, obviously, it paints the illustration that that this is what Mark Zuckerberg has tried to do. He has tried to play to all sides.
Both sides
and now,
of the street.
Yep, and so now it's just coming back to bite him. Facebook is going to have to take a stand against hate speech. They're going to have to take a real stand against, fake news and things like that, and they just have not, they've refused to. And so it all crumbled in around him. So I'm not sure where it's going to go in the future, but he is he's had a bad few weeks.
What about you, John? Do you use Facebook? And if not, what social media do you use?
Yeah, I use it quite a bit. There's no doubt about it. I find it's quick, it's easy, and for the most part, I think the information that I try to get out of it is relevant, and I kind of disregard all the ads in it and just click beyond that. So yeah. The answer is yeah, I use it. Yeah.
I'm just, well, you and I are friends on Facebook, and I just went to your profile, other than suggesting you're the owner-operator of the Talk to Me radio network and WMEL. We apparently have 22 mutual friends. How about that? That's what I kind of use Facebook. I don't want to be political. I use it to bring people stories about my family, my friends, my farm, the radio. Yeah. It's very positive, and that's as far as I want to go with it. But I do understand, because I have looked around, you see a lot of stuff. It's not just on Facebook, though. There's a lot of stuff on Twitter that's pretty damned objectionable, I think. Maybe all of them.
The problem, the difference with Twitter, though, is that Twitter's burn rate is so fast.
What does that mean? Please explain what burn rate means. What is
meaning?
That?
Like, if you put out a tweet that says, "Hi, I'm Doug Steffen, and here's a story of fake news," that tweet will only be seen by whoever is looking at that exact moment
They eliminate things.
So
Twitter,
much,
just everything goes away, right? After
well,
a certain
no, it
amount
doesn't go away. It's just because the volume of information on Twitter, that's what they call the burn rate. It only lasts about, I mean, it's less than 30 seconds of exposure
really?
Per tweet. So, and that's the problem. And it's the opposite problem with Facebook. Facebook posts live forever. You know, you can go on to a Facebook post, and if you want to see what John Harper's up to, if he hasn't posted in a couple weeks, the last thing he posted is still right there. So
yeah.
It lives
yeah.
for a much, much longer
yeah.
time, and that's part of the problem.
Yeah.
But one of the things I do not like about Twitter is some of the people on there really become quite vicious with their comments,
yeah.
and they all think they're talk show hosts, and and as a result of that, they think they've got the power to take down anybody, and I just don't like those vicious. Comments. I mean, some of them are very vindictive, and therefore, I don't really use Twitter that much at all.
I barely use it anymore.
That's an interesting observation. What I've noticed, and I wasn't putting a word behind it, but I like the word vicious. There are some people in my community who want to make sure that we go down a particular street that seems to be good for them. I'm talking about politics, who gets elected, what issues move forward, that sort of thing. And because a couple of them have some media knowledge and know-how, they use that, and that is the word I would describe. They are vicious in their attacks on people.
Yeah.
And one wonders, hey, what kind of people actually are using that form of, it is a form of hate speech, even if it's not aimed at the racial divide. There are a lot of people who just, you know, I don't like him and I don't like her and I don't want them to have what they're trying to get, so we'll go after them. You know, that kind of stuff. I think it's very dangerous stuff, frankly.
It is.
In a moment.
Yeah,
it really is. Okay. In a moment, number 8 on the countdown, the story list this week from Talkers Magazine, the controversy over the World Health Organization, and that we can probably spend the rest of the hour on. We won't. But it's worth a listen to hear what John Harper from WMEL has to say and Victoria Keelan from the DJV show here on our overview of the Talk Radio Review. Calitrin, why would people choose the liquid over the capsule? Is there a reason or is it just convenience?
There's really no reason. You know, it has the same benefits. The liquid is a very strong, very sweet citrus flavor, and you take a tablespoon. So it's really just the person's preference.
Now, speaking about preference, there are lots of ways to find out how this works. You can try it yourself, money-back guarantee, all that sort of thing. But if you still need to be convinced after listening to Suzanne and me, you can go to toploss.com. At the moment, there are 326 reviews by people who have actually, these are people, they're not actors, they're not phony balonies, they're really people that have called into Calitrin to say, this works for me. There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com. Time for you to brighten up your smile, make it whiter, because if you're a coffee drinker, a tea drinker, a red wine drinker, or you're a smoker, it's taken the shine from your grin. Over the years, a lot of people have tried tooth whitening products, varying things, the strips that can take 30 minutes or more, the trays, the gels. What a mess. Here's the 5-minute solution to a bright white smile. It's called Power Swabs. Works in 5 minutes, no mess, no fuss. It's an all-natural, patented tooth detergent and whitening agent that lightens the stains in your teeth in 5 minutes. You snap open the tube, swab your teeth, and start smiling again. And you do it every 5 or 6 days, it really will change the way you look. Power Swabs, remove the stains. Go to powerswabs.com and use the code DJV10 to get 40% off plus another $10 and free shipping. That's powerswabs.com. Use the code DJV10.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Moving on now with our overview of the charts for the week of July 6th to the 10th. I'm Doug Steffen here with John Harper from WMEL. Jennifer is off this week on the countdown. Victoria Keelan is here. And number 8 has to do with the World Health Organization, our continuing relationship with, and it isn't just our country, but the world, focusing on China and wanting them, at least the conscious countries, want to have China stand up and take a bow when it comes to how they've basically, with purpose, brought the world to its knees, so to speak. And part of the, you focus on Hong Kong, a lot of that stuff this week, and what's going on, the thuggery there from the Chinese government. But the whole business of controlling the World Health Organization, which is what they do, and the nonsense that comes from the World Health Organization. Do you both think, Victoria and John, that the average person understands that the Chinese are corrupting the World Health Organization and their advice isn't worth a plug nickel, as they say?
I'll go ahead and on that, Doug, first. And I don't think Americans understand that at all. However, I think there is a growing understanding of the fact that in many respects we are at war with China.
We are absolutely at war with China. Yes, sir. Yep.
And they're
so why do we want to do business with them? Why do these companies continue to want to have things made other than their greed and the fact that it's cheap? That's the other side of the question maybe for both of you. Victoria agreed with you on the fact that most people don't understand that the Chinese have corrupted the World Health Organization. But the other side of it is how many people are actually looking at things that they're buying to see if they're made in China? Are we just talking, or are we taking action?
I think that is the one thing that people are more aware of. Just in from my own social group, we are looking to see where stuff is manufactured, but I think it kind of ends there.
Yeah. Why are you playing music, Phil? All right, John, what do you think in terms of your own experience? Are you looking at things that you're buying to see if it's made in China or not?
Doug, I always have done that for years, even before we even knew about a COVID-19 virus. I've always done that, having lived for many years in Detroit. Buying American has always been number one for me. Buying American cars and equipment and things that are made in America, John Deere tractors, you name it. So that's always been very important for me. So that's not really a change in my way of thinking. But yeah, I always look at where things are made, whether it be clothing, no matter what the item is. I'm always looking at the label to see how much we're being beat up here in the United States by things being made in other countries.
Yeah, thankfully not many tractors are made in China, so I don't have to worry about that on my farm. 21 after the hour here on the Talk Radio Review.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hey, Sulfur Lance Gardeners. Now that you've got your crisis garden planted, the next step is to make sure all your vegetables are going to grow like crazy the rest of the summer. For that, you'll need an all-natural, full-spectrum plant food that works to not only maximize nutritional uptake for you and your family, but is also guaranteed to make your fruits and vegetables actually taste better. The name of the product is ProtoGrow, a proprietary blend of bioactive superfoods for plants designed to produce rapid plant growth in record time, so much so that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. It does this by combining powerful trace elements and micronutrients from seaweed extracts with a balanced blend of macronutrients from cold water fish. The result? Vegetables grow faster than ever because they now have the essential bioavailable nutrients they need. Go to growlikecrazy.com to learn more. Huge summer discounts now available. growlikecrazy.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Back again, working this side of the street. The News Talk Radio world is our focus here. Doug Steffen with John Harper from WMEL, as Jennifer's off this week. And Victoria Keelan here with the number 7 item on the countdown as we work our way toward number 1, the reformation of the police. There have been a lot of protests in sports circles about Black Lives Matter. A lot of discussion. I mean, this whole thing, although a little further down on the countdown than it was last week, still very important because there is not going to be an end to the discussion as much as a lot of people want to sweep this under the rug. People are not happy with police or public service. I've tried to make the issue not just the police, John, but the school systems. And we were talking on the DJV program about whether to require, as Syracuse, New York is thinking about, to require the people who work for the police live in the city. And that means they got to pay them more, so they live there. But I felt it was important to talk about the culture. If you want to be a police person and you want to really understand what's going on in the city, you kind of have to live there. I mean, police eat, live, breathe, and everything, speak police life. So living in the community where you're serving, how in Florida do they handle this? Do they require in any place in Florida for the police to live in the community in which they work?
No, not here in Florida. If you live in Cape Canaveral, you can work in Melbourne in the police department there or vice versa. There are no restrictions on that at all.
What's the discussion about reformation? You know, a lot of people are saying defund the police, which is moronic. But what about reforming police? What kind of movement is there in cities in Florida to do that?
Well, there's obviously, like the rest of the nation, there's a lot of talk about reforming police departments, but I think most people that I've talked to in the past week or two are totally outraged at police departments having their budgets cut back dramatically. That makes absolutely no sense in this day and age. And I think people understand that not only do black lives matter, blue lives matter, but let's just put it simply said that lives matter. And I think a lot of people are overlooking that fact and realize that the police departments, for the most part, in our state of Florida, are great departments. They've got great men and women serving. And there's not really a lot of outrage here in Florida about police as there are in other parts of the country. So we're kind of in the background on that particular issue.
As the pendulum swings, Victoria, you live on the coast of New Jersey. How different is it there? What's your overview versus what John experiences and describes in Florida?
Well, I think it depends on which community you live in. New Jersey, like Florida, is a very diverse state. A lot of New Jerseyans share a residence, you know, in Florida as well. I think it just really depends. You know, as a New Yorker, that and having been a New Yorker for many years, that is really where I'm seeing a lot more controversy about the budgets and where the police officers live, where they can afford to live, and I think it's important that this community push, I think it's vital. And I think if you live and represent your community as a police officer, I think that your perspective is really different. It's not about them, it becomes a we. And I think that's really essential.
All right. So we continue with our focus here. Next up, the Supreme Court has a pretty active week. What about some of their rulings and how they impact all of us, all of you? This is the Talk Radio Review.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump is criticizing a project in New York City. It's located right near Trump Tower, saying it denigrates Fifth Avenue. Here's more on the story from correspondent John Hunt.
The city of New York has now painted a Black Lives Matter mural outside Trump Tower on Fifth Avenue in Manhattan. Mayor Bill de Blasio joined in, along with his wife, Shirlene McRae, and the Reverend Al Sharpton. Now, Trump lived in Trump Tower before he took office as president, but has spent little time there since. He changed his official residence to Florida last year. However, his business empire is still headquartered in Trump Tower.
Tropical Storm Fay is moving north in the Atlantic, currently off the mid-Atlantic coast. It's heading to the northeast in New England, where it will
dump several inches of rain today into tonight. The storm also causing dangerous rip currents along East Coast beaches. And this is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The United States sanctioned a top member of China's Communist Party, along with three other senior officials and a Chinese entity involved in the systematic human rights abuses of Muslim minorities in China's western province of Xinjiang. The action is likely to ratchet up already high tensions between the U.S. and China. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said in a statement, "The United States will not stand idly by as the CCP carries out human rights abuses targeting members of minority groups in Xinjiang." The Trump administration has likened China's mass detention of more than 1 million Muslims to the worst human rights abuses since the 1930s, when 6 million European Jews were killed in the Holocaust. Apprehensions by U.S. immigration officials at the southern border rose by over 30% in June, even as Mexico and Central American countries continue their coronavirus lockdown measures and the Trump administration uses emergency authorities to rapidly expel many unauthorized immigrants. U.S. authorities along the border with Mexico made over 32,000 apprehensions last month, up from over 20,000 in May, according to Customs and Border Protection stats. Nearly 89% of those apprehended were expelled to Mexico or their home countries under a public health directive that was giving border officials the power to swiftly bounce migrants off of U.S. soil without having to process them under immigration and asylum laws. Remember, you can listen online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Four after the hour, this week's overview of the News Talk radio charts, the stories, the top 10 from Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com, home of Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, and these lists every week. Everything that's going on in the News Talk business, you can find out about. Ratings came out this week. Pretty interesting to see how that impacts the rest of the listening world, beside, you know, all the formats are rated together. And News Talk has done well because of what's going on in the world. People want to hear the issues discussed. So let's go back to the issues. The Supreme Court this week, number six, all those rulings. Anybody want to, Victoria, you want to chance?
And over,
well, what do you think was the most important ruling that was announced?
Well, I'll just give a quick overview. The New York City prosecutor is the Manhattan District Attorney Cyrus Vance was given the green light to investigate Trump, and a lot of the campaign stuff goes back to Stormy Daniels. So that was considered a win for the DA. Congress, a win for Trump, Congress was blocked from his records for now. It's sort of a pending thing. They also ruled, and this is not great for the American public, they ruled that the consumer agency, the head of that agency, can be removed by the president if he's not happy with that. So that's not great for consumers. Good news for Oklahomans. The Native American territory remains under their control. Back on election voting, they announced that they ruled that states can enforce the popular vote with electors, which is something we talked about a little bit on the DJV show this week. They also, in a win for pro-choice people, they struck down some abortion restrictions. They also, a win for the religious groups, they okayed the Obamacare birth control coverage exemption. If you work for a Catholic organization, the Catholic organization does not have to provide birth control as part of your benefit package. A win for LGBTQ workers. They won a major victory for non-discrimination. It's not allowed. And then for DACA, for the Dreamers, the Supreme Court upheld the Obama-era immigration for Dreamers. So they had a whole lot of different cases happening this week. And I don't want to pick one as being more important than the others, because I think that they addressed a lot of really important issues. But they certainly had a busy week of rulings.
Whole lot of shaking going on there, for sure. All right, let's get to politics, presidential politics, especially number five. I noticed that Joe Biden has proposed a $700 billion plan to move manufacturing up and research and create millions of jobs. He wants to spend $400 billion on manufacturing during the next 4 years. One of the first campaign speeches he's made with concrete objectives, at least that I can remember. What about you, John? What do people in Florida think about the Biden-Trump, whether there are going to be any hanging chads at the end of the election?
Well, you never know here in the state of Florida. I mean, anything can happen and usually does. But obviously the election for November is starting to heat up. And how appropriate here in the month of July, as things are hot anyway. But people here are very interested in what's going on. And at the moment, Biden has a pretty large lead over Trump here in Florida by almost 10 points. I believe it's really 9 points in the last poll that I saw. So that's very, very sizable indeed. And people are just watching, waiting and looking to see what happens. But I think with Biden coming out with that first proposal about bringing jobs back to the United States, we'll see how that resonates. That just came out yesterday, but we'll see how that resonates between now and over the weekend. And we'll see what Trump has to say. He's here today in the state of Florida for a fundraiser, I believe, down at the Mar-a-Lago estate in Palm Beach. And then tomorrow, I think he's in New Hampshire for that event.
Yeah.
Up there. So it'll be interesting to see, but obviously people here in the state of Florida, very interested in politics. It's almost the number one topic of discussion here in Florida.
One of the things that we talk about on the DJV program is the age of people who are interested, Victoria, in the election. Is it broader now? Does it seem to be your friends in their 30s or whatever age they are? Mm-hmm. Do you find them much more engaged in wanting to get a particular person?
I think that this is, there are high school students who aren't even old enough to vote who are attending rallies. And I think that this is just brought, and then, you know, then you go up to, you know, people who are my parents' age or your age, Doug, and I think everyone is just, has a real, has a much more, I think they're a lot more committed to being aware of the issues now than maybe in the past. So I think it's a good thing. The more people are aware of the issues,
absolutely.
It's a good thing.
Yep, and not just voting because, oh, I've done my job.
Right.
I vote every 4 years. Got to vote all the time. Primary elections, very important.
I think yes, you're right. And I think local elections, with my group of friends in New York and New Jersey, local elections are something that we're paying attention to probably for the first time, and that's important.
Well, one of the things, remember when Clinton was elected, one of his advisors sort of encapsulated it by suggesting it's the economy, stupid. And it really is. People vote jobs. They vote what's in their bank account. And things are not too, with the result of all the things happening and things that are yet to happen. I think this is going to be a warm summer and fall when it comes to putting all these three things in the cocktail together. That is the virus, the Black Lives Matter movement, and the election itself. And what impact are they going to have on the economy? Number four is a focus on the economy and conversations about opening up America, for example, getting people back to work, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I don't think it's going as fast as it ought to, it certainly won't help Trump any, because he's now being identified as kind of one of the problems. And whether that's true or not, fair or not, that's the way people think. There are a lot of shallow thinkers, and they look around. And I'm not suggesting one way or another politically that one party or one group, one way of thinking is shallow. It just is there's a lot of shallow thinking. People don't understand how the economy works. God, they don't understand how, much of the kids that come out of school today, they don't understand much of anything. So how do they become a part of the workforce if they don't really understand how the economy works and what they have to do to manage their own money? A lot of this stuff trickles right down to the individual and how they manage their money. And we all see examples. We were talking this week, John, about Victoria. I don't know whether we talked about it on the air or off the air. Your little stock investments and stuff. And I was quite proud of you.
My very, very tiny stock investments.
But you're with it and you're on it. And that's part of what makes it work. Everybody needs to, if you got a little extra money, invest it in things that will help the country grow and help your economic base grow. John, right. What about you? You've been in the radio business and you've probably done what I've done. Invest in something i.e. your business, right? And
absolutely. You better believe it. I've done that. But before we move forward with what you're just alluding to, Doug, going back on the last point that you were making about during the Clinton campaign, it was the economy, stupid, the sign of
James Carville. Remember him? James Carville.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Saw him
yeah.
on TV just last night. Yeah.
Really?
But I think the sign now above the door should be it's the virus. Stupid. I think that's what should be up there right now.
That's it. Well, the virus stupid affects the economy stupid, and so that's a pretty cogent observation. Number three, the controversy about whether schools should open or not, following the guidelines, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Controversy because the president wants to get schools open. I know a lot of people who also do who are in. Well, it depends, I guess, on where you are.
Yeah.
The unions seem to be getting in the way of school reopenings as much as anything else, Victoria, yeah?
I think so. I have a friend who is a teacher at a school in Cincinnati, and they, their plan for the fall, she works for a private school, and so obviously the parents are very concerned about, what the process will be, and the teachers are concerned. Everyone's trying to come up with the right plan. Now, their school's plan is very different from my friends who are teachers in Manhattan. So it really does, it's almost county by county, town by town, really, is the best probable way to move forward with schools. But I think that, we've heard Dr. Fauci talk about it in the last few weeks. It's very detrimental for children to be so isolated and to not be in school with their friends and have that sense of normalcy. So we have to really figure out the right way to have that balance of kids, back in school, but also making sure we're not creating hotspots all around the country.
Do you remember the old... The chain, John, this is like a travel back in history. School bells ring and children sing. It's back to Robert Hall again. When I do that sort of thing, the girls laugh.
Robert Hall. Because
Robert.
See, John, this is what happened. Doug baits me, and then I asked what it means, right. And then he laughs
at
me.
That was, we just had a conversation off the air about Eastern Airlines, and Victoria never heard of Eastern Airlines. And that there is an age thing. There's no question about it. Robert Hall was a large clothing concern that was probably the largest in the nation in the 50s and maybe into the early 60s. Would you say, John? When did they disappear?
I'd say so. in the mid-60s, I think.
They were probably the equivalent.
How am I supposed to know that?
Well, it's part of American culture. So I would say the equivalent today was Ross, the Ross stores, Dress for Less. Would you say, is that,
absolutely,
you think that's apt?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, that's the
I've never heard of that either.
What, Ross, Dress for Less?
I have never heard of that. I have covered Fashion Week, and I have never heard of that.
My God. Well, there's not much fashion in Ross. It's pretty
well,
basic.
Maybe that's why.
But they're in every mall. I mean, God, they're in, right?
Not in any mall I've ever been to.
Really?
Nope.
Oh, they're huge.
Is it like Frank's Big and Tall? Like, what is it?
No, it's like the size of a Kmart. The stores are huge.
Oh, wow.
Victoria, oh, yeah. Where do you live?
Yeah.
New Jersey.
All right. A focus on number 2 and number 1, both having to do with the virus, right after this.
I've always wanted to learn another language, but every time I try, it never sticks. So I decided to give Babbel a try, and I really like the teaching method of the app. I started with the beginner lesson on Babbel, and it starts with simple words and phrases, and soon you're putting those words into a conversation. Each lesson takes about 10 to 15 minutes, and they're all really different, which keeps things interesting. The app is really smart. It actually keeps track of the words I'm struggling with, so I can practice them and get better. I chose Babbel because it was created by real language teachers. They built it around real life, how people actually communicate, and what they care about. I can't wait to use my new language skills in the real world. Dos cervezas, por favor.
With Babbel, get conversational in Spanish, French, German, and more. It just takes 10 to 15 minutes a day. Now try Babbel free. Just go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com, Babbel.com.
There's no question vitamin D supports a healthy immune system. And there's no question millions of Americans are deficient in vitamin D. The only question is, why aren't you taking Advanced Vitamin D from Purity Products? Advanced D is doctor-formulated with a clinically validated 5,000 units of vitamin D3, plus immune-supporting cofactors magnesium, zinc, and boron. And best of all, try Purity's best-selling Advanced D today for less than $20. That's right. Get your 30-day starter bottle of Advanced Vitamin D for only $19.95. And when you call right now, you'll get free shipping plus a free Ultra Pure Fish Oil. Don't go around deficient in vitamin D any longer. To claim your Advanced D, visit PurityD.com. That's PurityD.com. Or call 1-800-484-5947. That's 1-800-484-5947. One more time slowly, 1-800-484-5947.
All right, another quick ages reference. I just looked at a post that we'll all laugh at. Happy birthday to Keith Richards. May he speak fondly of all of us after we're gone.
Absolutely. Keith Richards will be, I saw when the virus started, there was a really funny meme that went around social media and basically said everyone needs to shift their thinking from, you know, what are we going to leave to our children, and we have to think about what kind of a world are we going to leave Keith Richards, because
yeah,
he's going to outlive everybody.
How old is he?
He's pushing 80.
He's got to be 78.
He's looked like he was dead for most of the career of the Stones.
I know.
Yeah.
Well, that's why
he doesn't
look any older, because they've all looked
older.
He's embalmed. The whole time.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
So they're not susceptible to COVID, apparently. Stats going up, states with more. Is it worse than it was? I mean, all of that stuff's being debated for sure. Biggest debate is about whether to wear a mask. John, you wear a mask?
Absolutely, a mask and gloves.
Yep.
In fact, I'm even going to start wearing one of those face shields.
Yeah.
That's
becoming
important.
More popular.
Yeah.
To protect
your eyes.
Yep. Yeah. John, thank you for your service, as they say. John Harper here from WMEL on the Space Coast. Victoria Keelan for the DJV Show. I'm Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Review.
Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I'm here with Scott Useum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Now 53 past the hour on the DJV program. It's time for our weekly visit from Nick Miles, your auto expert, at OurAutoExpert.com, a focus on what the coronavirus is doing in the automotive business and what needs to happen, and plus a lawsuit, very interesting, between two car companies. That highlights of our conversation coming up here. According to the IRS, the average tax return this year is somewhere around $3,000. If you're in the market for a new car, that lump sum can come in pretty handy. Experts suggest using it as a tool, not as a lottery win. Andy Solomon here has some more for you to think about.
If you are planning on using your tax refund to buy a new car, your first impulse might be to use it all as a down payment or to opt for a more expensive vehicle. Micah Muzio, managing editor at Kelley Blue Book, says, not so fast.
Don't let cash cloud your thinking. Setting the refund aside, your first job is to determine what you can reasonably afford, and not just in terms of monthly payments, but also the total costs over the life of your purchase. That includes the down payment as well as other factors like insurance costs, maintenance, and depreciation.
Muzio says that once you've figured out a budget, you can do much of the legwork online, comparing cars and features, lease deals, and purchase prices.
All of your online planning and preparation should pay off in a smooth purchase process. And with the right strategy, your tax refund can be the foundation for a great new car deal rather than luring you to overspend. That way, the deal doesn't drive you, you drive the deal.
Learn more about how you should or shouldn't spend your tax refund in your next vehicle at KBB.com.
All right, so let's take apart this, the automobile, whether it's a good time to debut some of these new vehicles, the Bronco, the Hummer EV, and others. The virus seems to have taken its toll there. You've been talking off and on last 3 or 4 months about all these car shows that get canceled. Yeah. And without those, making the debuts a big thing is probably not too good an idea, right? Is that, would you say that was accurate?
Well,
You spent 5 years getting ready for this new car to roll out in front of the world, and so you've got to debut it somehow. Unfortunately, because of the COVID-19, not many people are going places, so the rollouts have all been digital. So if you don't know how to use a computer, you're completely out of the loop. You may never see a new car again in your life. But these new car companies are rolling them out digitally, online, and releasing the pictures, and having sort of TED Talks, as it were, from all their executives, designers, and engineers on how they came up with the ideas for the cars. And that'll happen actually Tuesday morning this coming week when Ford do that with 3 flavors of the brand new Bronco.
Really? So do you think our automakers here in America are going away from some of the upscale versions of the luxury versions, if you will, of vehicles? And they're giving that over to the Europeans, that category?
Yeah, I mean, yes and no. Right now, there is very little taste in anybody's mouth to go buy a big, luxury, expensive car, at least not a sedan, maybe an SUV. A lot of people are looking at buying, utility-style vehicles. It's what if they have to go live an adventure in their car and travel in their car? So they're looking for the SUVs, they're looking for the trucks and those sort of things. Now, luxury sales are actually up by quite a bit, but I think it's for those people who are buying the small luxury SUVs. Hey, if I have to live in my car, I'd rather have plush heated and cooled seats, is probably the idea.
You know, it's interesting. A friend of mine runs a Jeep Chrysler, or as you would say, Chrysler dealership, and we were talking about financing and how the various companies have their own financial arm. Apparently, Chrysler, when they were in trouble, sold off their financial arm, and the dealers don't use Chrysler much other than the zero down and that stuff for new cars, but they're going to banks and credit unions. Do you think that's the case not only with Chrysler but with the other major manufacturers as well?
Yes, I think you're probably absolutely right. The interesting thing with this is there are so many people who do, car companies do financing well, but banks do financing better. And companies like Capital One, who have financing, can do it for all different car brands. They even allow you to buy the financing online and then hook you up with a dealer afterwards. So financing has become one of the most important things. Even though car companies do a lot of the time have their own financing arm, the banks or the credit unions can do a better job at financing the vehicle. And so people like Capital One have built a whole business. They have a whole app and a whole website called Auto Navigator where you can actually go and find out how much you can borrow. You can even find the car. And they do good things like don't pull your credit, so you don't actually lose a bunch of money. So
There's some good advice in there in the last few words of Nick Miles, at least for this week anyway. Nick back with us again next week at this very same time. Nick Miles, his website.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.